संवात पत्रात्मृत भावि वर्ष तापत्रेनाभिहस्य घोरे तापत्रेना अभिहत्स्य घोरे संतप्यमानस्य भवाग्नदीश पश्यामि नान्यत् चरणं तवाङ्घ्रि द्वन्द्वात् पत्रादमृता विवर्ष माताजी Translation and purport by the disciples of His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. My dear Lord, for one who is being tormented on the terrible path of birth and death and is constantly overwhelmed by the threefold miseries, I do not see any possible shelter other than your two lotus feet, which are just like a refreshing umbrella that pours down showers of delicious nectar. Purport. Lord Krishna, recognizing Uddhava's highly intellectual nature, has repeatedly recommended to him that one should achieve perfection by cultivation of transcendental knowledge. But the Lord has also clearly demonstrated that such knowledge must bring one to the point of loving devotional service to him, for otherwise it is useless. In this verse, Sri Uddhava corroborates Lord Krishna's statements that actual happiness is obtained by surrendering to his lotus feet. When the incarnations of Godhead Prithu Maharaj was crowned, the demigod Vayu presented him with an umbrella that constantly spread fine particles of water. The Lord's two lotus feet are similarly compared here to a wonderful umbrella that produces a constant shower of delicious nectar, the bliss of Krishna consciousness. Normally, speculative analytical knowledge terminates an impersonal conception of the Absolute Truth, but the so-called bliss of merging into impersonal spiritual existence can never be compared to a bliss of Krishna consciousness. As stated here by Sri Uddhava, Krishna consciousness thus automatically constitutes perfect knowledge. Since Lord Krishna is the ultimate shelter of all living entities, the word abhihatsya and abhivarshat are significant. Abhihatsya indicates one who is being defeated on all sides by the onslaught of material nature, whereas abhivarshat indicates a downpour of nectar that eliminates all of the problems of material existence. By a nonsensical material mind to observe the unlimited showers of blissful nectar coming from the two lotus feet of Lord Krishna, then our real good fortune will begin. Namo Vishnupadaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swamin Iti Name Namaste Saraswati Devi Purabani Pracharini Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatta Deshatarini. This is a very, very beautiful shloka. And there are two main points are highlighted in this purport. The first is, this material world is a place of miseries. And the second point is, if somebody wants to mitigate all the miseries of this material world, then taking shelter of Krishna's lotus feet is the only option available. Srimad Bhagavatam explains, the rishis, sages of Naibhisharana say, Prayana alpayusha sabhya kalo asmenu gejanaha mandasumanda matayor manda bhagyahi upadritaha. In this material world, and especially in Kali Yuga, all the people, they are short-lived, they have no intelligence, manda, and sumanda, manda bhagya, they are also very, very unfortunate. These people, they all don't know what is the real benefit for them. Once I was going to a program, so I went to one house for a program, and opposite to that house there was a beautiful, nice garden, and in that garden there was one gentleman. He was around 40-45 years old, and he was playing golf sport. He was trying to hit that ball with the golf club, and target was the ball should enter into the hole. So I was, as I entered the house, I saw this person was working very hard trying to put that ball into the hole. After the program, after one and a half hours, when I came out of the house, I saw still that person was trying to put that ball into the hole. Actually, I thought in my mind, I was thinking that I should give him a suggestion, but then I said, no, he will take it very, he will feel bad. So, but I was thinking in my mind that, my dear sir, is it necessary that that ball has to go to the hole? And if it is really at all necessary that that ball has to go to the hole, is it necessary that that ball has to go by hitting the golf club? Only by hitting the stick that ball has to go to enter the hole, right? If really it is so necessary that that ball has to go to the hole, you can take that ball in the hands and put it in the hole. It's very simple. Because this, I saw this person was so much in anxiety. For 1 hour he was trying to put that ball into the hole. First of all, we have so many miseries, so many problems in our life. Why should we voluntarily accept one more problem? Right? There are three modes of material nature. Mode of passion, mode of goodness, mode of ignorance. And there are adi bhautik, adhyatmik, adi daivika klesha. This is more than enough, more than sufficient. But the conditioned souls are manda bhagya. They are so unfortunate. Of course, I am also one of them. We are all, those who have not understood Krishna consciousness thoroughly, we are all part of that manda bhagya only. So, why unnecessary take one more anxiety? That too voluntarily. Just like recently, just 1 week ago, two mountain climbers, they left their body on the peaks of Himalaya And one Irish mountaineer, his body is missing. So there are many people, they want to do some adventures in their life. They want some thrill in their life. And for that, sometimes, especially the young generation, they want to do something adventurous. They try to climb from the high cliffs. And climbing the mountains, sometimes it takes months and months to climb on the top of the mountain. Actually, the material nature has provided every living entity a particular body where their body can survive. When the squirrels and the monkeys, they watch the human being climbing the mountain with so much of hard work. First of all, with a chisel and a hammer, you have to make a hole in that mountain, and slowly, slowly you climb. And most of the people, the climbers, they die. They leave their bodies. Why there is no need? If you really want to climb the mountain, then get the body of a squirrel or a monkey. What it takes for us months and months to reach to the peak of the mountains, for monkeys and squirrels, within one day, they can do 100 times ups and down, ups and down. Isn't it? So, of course, if you want to keep your body healthy and fit, there are many other processes like yoga, gym and exercise. It's not necessary you have to climb the mountain. So, of course, we are not against the sport, but one should not waste our human energy, human body in such useless words. Even if somebody wants some adventures in their life, the body, this life is very monotonous, very boring, then there is adventure. There is thrill in our life. Go to the pasturing grounds or go to the agriculture lands where the farmers are tilling the land, they are working so hard in the land. If you start working with the farmers, you will really get that adventurous experience. That experience is really thrilling. There's a real experience of thrilling. So, but the problem is, we want ugra karma. Nowadays, if you see, all the villages, they are emptied. Nobody wants to stay in the villages. Nobody wants to work in the fields. Nobody wants to work in agricultural land. You know why? Because there is no inspiration. All our leaders, they all give gold medals to sports stars. They give gold medals to film stars. And they also give gold medals to politicians. So what the subtle message is given to everyone, that if you become a sports star, or a film star, or a politician, then your life is successful. Never in the history, either in India or in the Western world, they never gave any gold medal to farmers or people who are working hard in their practical life. Of course, it's not necessary to give everyone gold medal, but at least there should be some inspiration, some recognition, some honor, some respect. Of course, we should give that gold medal to the athletes, to the film star, to the sports stars, and so many people. Along with that, we should also give some encouragement to the people who are working in the hard in the fields. And therefore, the farmers think that, okay, I could not become a film star or a rock star or a sports star. No problem. At least my son should become. So therefore, they are all shifting from villages to the city. Even young ladies, if you ask some discussion between two ladies, one young lady asks the other lady, "Oh, who are you?" "Oh, I'm an actress. I'm an actress." Or some say, "I'm a model. I'm doing modeling." You say, "Wow, so nice. You have made your career. You have become a model. You have become an actress." Everyone thinks that becoming a model or an actress, then your life is successful. If you ask some lady, who are you? Oh, I am a simple housewife. She, just a housewife, taking care of children. You are not doing modeling, you are not going to the gym, or you are not doing... So, this is the subtle message given in the society, that unless you become a model or actress, your life is wasted. Simply by taking care of children or a housewife, it's not a success. This is called mandabhagya, that people are in this material world, they are so unfortunate. And why people are running after this artificial pleasure? Because there is no satisfaction of heart. Even if someone becomes a superstar in Hollywood or Bollywood, still there won't be no satisfaction, because heart is still craving. And Srimad Bhagavatam explains how to make our heart satisfied. Even if you are an ordinary farmer, or a housewife, or a teacher, or a film star, if somebody wants to be happy, then Shunvata Swakatha Krishna Punya Shravana Kirtana Vridayantasto Abhadrani Vridanoti Srihasatam. Simply by hearing the glories of Lord Krishna's Leela, Lord Krishna's qualities, then Abhadrani, all the desires, material desires are wiped out from the heart. The lust, greed, anger, envy, all these demonic qualities are wiped out from the heart. And then such a person can relish whatever he or she is doing in their life. Srimad Bhagavatam explains, Tada rajastamo bhavat kamalobhadayasyaye chetaye ranavriddham stitam sattve prasidati. In this material world, mode of passion and ignorance there are predominated. So as long as a people or a person cannot establish himself or herself in the mode of goodness, there cannot be happiness. And then, evam prasanna manaso bhagavat bhaktir yogatah bhagavat tattva vijnanam mukta sangasya jayate. Even if person is established in a mode of passion and ignorance, no problem. By constantly hearing the glories of Lord Krishna's lotus feet, Lord Krishna's pastimes, slowly, slowly that person can come to the mode of goodness, and then he can experience evam prasanna manaso. For satisfaction of heart, we don't need any extra artificial endeavors. Once I was giving a lecture, and one person was asking me, what do you... Actually, this question was also asked to Prabhupada by one person. He said, Swamiji, what do you Krishna conscious people do for your recreation? And Prabhupada said, recreation? Or every moment is a recreation? Our whole life is a recreation? Because our process is chanting, dancing and feasting. Recreation means happiness, bliss. So why people go to the parties? Because they want to become happy. They want to enjoy their life. And how they enjoy their life? By eating nice food, by singing and dancing. These are the only three things available, right? Singing, dancing and eating nice food. So Prabhupada said our process is same thing, but in pure form. Even for so many other religious people, for them, their entertainment process is different and their enlightenment process is different. Just like when you are doing some dhyana. For 1 hour you are doing dhyana. After 1 hour dhyana is complete. After that, how to satisfy our senses? Then watch movies, go to the cinemas or see so many other videos. Because that meditation or any process in the Kali Yuga, it cannot enter the heart. It cannot touch the heart. And therefore it cannot give satisfaction to the heart. And therefore for their entertainment, they have to take shelter of other artificial process. But in spiritual life, entertainment and enlightenment is same. By simply chanting Hare Krishna mantra, one can become completely satisfied. Therefore, Govindas Kaviraj Goswami says, Bhajahu re mana Srinanda nandana Abhaya charana ravindare Durlabha manava janama satsange Tarahoye bhava sindhure. My dear mind, please worship the lotus feet of Sri Nanda Nandan. In this material world, Maya is so strong. Maya is so strong, it's very, very difficult to control the senses and the mind. As long as the mind is uncontrolled, it is enemy of a living entity. Once the mind becomes controlled and starts supporting and cooperating with the Jivatma, then the same mind can become a friend. But as long as it's an enemy, it's very dangerous. See, Krishna, when the living entity wanted to come to this material world, if the Jiva has to be happy, the Jiva wants to be happy in this material world, Krishna has to give him such a happiness, like equal to his happiness. Otherwise, why the Jiva will stay here? In the spiritual world, Jiva is enjoying with Krishna. That bliss is so high, so highest. So as soon as they come into the material world, if the pleasure is not equal to Krishna's pleasure, then the Jiva will say, Krishna, you have cheated me. Here there is no pleasure. So therefore, Krishna arranges such an alternative. In this material world, Krishna also provides that Maya's pleasure is as strong as Krishna's pleasure. The pleasure of this material world, it is equivalent. Of course, it's not equivalent to Krishna, but at least as long as in the material world, we think that this pleasure is very close to Krishna's pleasure. And therefore, mind cannot be cheated by Astanga process, Dhyana Yoga process, or any other process. So when that mind is engaged in Krishna's service at the lotus feet of Krishna, because mind is one of the 24 elements, and Krishna is the owner of 24 elements. So when the mind is engaged in Krishna's service, Rishikena Rishikesha Sevana Bhakti Ruchate, then that mind can be completely happy. When Cupid, Kamadev, he saw Madan Mohanji on the bank of Jamuna, and specially he meditated on the lotus feet of Madan Mohanji, because Radha Madan Mohan's lotus feet are very beautiful. Govindji's chest part is very beautiful, and Gopinath's lotus face is beautiful. So when Cupid Kamadeva meditated on the lotus feet of Krishna, he was mesmerized, he was fully charmed. And then Kamadeva, he says to Krishna that, my dear Krishna, I am called Manmatha. Manmatha means one who churns the mind of all the living entities, including the demigods and higher beings. I can churn the minds of everyone. Therefore, my name is Manmatha. But you are Manmatha Manmatha, because you have churned the mind of a person who can churn the minds of everyone. So only by focusing our mind, only by serving Krishna's lotus feet, one can become fully happy. Brahmaji and all the demigods, when they came to the prison house of Kamsa, and they were praising, offering prayers to Krishna when Krishna was in the womb of his mother, they say that, my dear Krishna, there are many yogis and siddhas, they think that we can control our mind by our own power, but they are illusioned. They are cheated by Maya. Enne arvindaksha vimukta maninas patanti adaha. Unless one meditates and serves Lord and takes shelter of Krishna's lotus feet, one can never become happy. And therefore, abhaya charana ravindare.
Krishna's lotus feet are abhaya. One can offer, lotus feet of Krishna can offer abhaya, means fearlessness. This world is world of duality, dvandva. Whatever we do, whatever we think, there is a duality, and duality means fear. Everyone in this material world is fearful. But those who take shelter of Krishna and only Krishna's feet can offer fearlessness. Even the demigods who drink nectar every day and they think that now they are immortal, but they are also afraid of the demon's attack. They don't also faith that this nectar can make me immortal. But on the other hand, you will find the Brajavasis, when the Agasura came, and all the boys were thinking, what is the difference? This is a very special cave. We never saw this before. So someone said, no, it's not a cave. It's the mouth of a big, gigantic snake. And so other coward boy says, even if it's a demon, even if it's the mouth of a snake, no problem, Krishna will protect us. This is the mood of a Brajavasi, and this is the mood of all the Vaishnavas. Even if there are problems will be there in life, but for finding the solutions of that problem, devotees will never approach some materialistic solution. They know and they have full faith that only Krishna can protect me and Krishna will protect me. These material solutions, they are all fallible soldiers. My bank account, the money will protect me. I have so many relatives, I stay in the community, millions of relatives. What is the answer? Means Krishna's lotus feet, abhaya charanara vindare. And then he says, bhava sindure. This material cycle, birth and death, is a great ocean, and we cannot cross. Just like a dog cannot cross this ocean. So similarly, by taking shelter of some mundane arrangement of this material world, we cannot cross this ocean of cycle of birth and death. So Krishna's lotus feet are like a boat, very strong, heavy and safe boat. Just by sitting in that boat, one can cross this ocean of birth and death. Therefore the gopis, they say in a Gopi Geet, they sing in Gopi Geet, pranat kamadam padmajarchitam dharani mandanam deyamapade charana pankajam shantamam chate ramana nastane Swarpayadhihan. The gopis say that, my dear Krishna, your lotus feet are worshipped by Brahmaji. Your lotus feet are worshipped by all the demigods, all the goddesses, and all the higher beings of the upper planets. And they say, even Shiva. Why does Shiva hold the water of the Ganges in his jata, on his head? Because he knows this is not an ordinary water. This water of Ganga Mai, it has washed the lotus feet of Krishna. Actually, Ganga Mai is an expansion of Krishna's mercy. Gangara sparasha hoile paschate pavan. Simply by touching Ganga Jal, one becomes completely free from all the sins. That is Krishna's compassion on all the conditioned souls of this material world. Therefore, Shiva knows this is the Charanamrita. And therefore, Shiva also keeps that Charanamrita in his jata, on his head. Even Ananta Shesha, he places Lord Vishnu's lotus feet always on his head. Lakshmi is constantly massaging the lotus feet of her husband Narayan. No wife can do that constantly. We may massage the her, but there is no need also. But Lakshmi
is constantly massaging the lotus feet.
Lord Vamandev places his lotus feet on the heads of Bali Maharaj. Chalayasi vikramane balim adbhut vaman padanakhani rajanita janapavan keshavadrita vaman rupa jaya jagadish hare jaya jagadish hare jaya jagadish hare.
Krishna's lotus feet are so magical, so beautiful.
Vamandev came to the court of Bali Maharaj and he said, I just want 3 steps of land.
Bali Maharaj said, your size is so short, your brain size also is very short.
Hare, I am the master of the entire creation. Ask something great.
He said, no, just give me three steps of land. And within 2 steps, Lord Vamandev covered the entire material creation. And he said, where should I place my 3rd step now?
Then he said, Bali Maharaj said, please place it on my head.
So, all the gods and every living entity was praising Bali Maharaj's fortune.
Those who are not devotees, if they hear this story, they will say, Vamandev cheated Bali Maharaj. But those who know the science of bhakti, they know that Vamandev has given special blessings to Bali Maharaj by keeping or placing his lotus feet on his head.
Krishna's lotus feet, they are compared with a lotus. Because lotus has a special type of nectar or amrit. And therefore, all the bees, honey bees, they hover around lotus flower. Krishna's lotus feet also has that special nectar. Therefore, all the devotees of Krishna, they just want to remain around Krishna's lotus feet. They never go away from the lotus feet. Therefore, even Krishna also, it is mentioned that sometimes one can tolerate the heat on his head, but one cannot tolerate the heat on the sole of his feet. And because the devotees are established, situated at the lotus feet of Krishna, therefore, if someone commits aparadh, Vaishnava aparadh, Krishna may forgive his aparadh committed towards him, but he will never tolerate the offenses committed towards his devotees. Even 4 Kumaras, before going to the entrance of Vaikuntha, they were just Brahmavadis. Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma Na Shochiti Na Kangshati. They were fully detached from this material world. But when they smelled the aroma of tulasi leaves, which were placed at the lotus feet of Krishna, simply by just the aroma of the tulsi leaves, which were placed at lotus feet, they become completely enamored and they become the Mahabhagavata's pure pandits. So, this is the effect of Lord Krishna's lotus feet. Sukadeva Goswami, who was completely, totally detached from this world. Now, such a person who is like, you know, great saintly persons like Tukaram Maharaj, Mirabai, Surdas, Kalidas, and the Goswamis and all the sages and rishis. Now, they are not attached to the material world. They have nothing to do with any material pleasure. What will attract them more? But Krishna's lotus feet, Krishna's glories are so blissful, so nectarian. Even these great saintly people, they are also attracted to these lotus feet. Tektva turna masesha mandalapati srenim sadatu chava bhutva dina ganesha ko karunaya kopina kantha srito. All the Goswamis, they were highly, highly intellectuals and they had wealth like Indra. But they all gave it up and wore a kopin, like a mendicant, and just roaming in Vrindavan. He Radhe, he Brajadevi, kech lalite. This is Krishna's lotus feet. The gopis say, pranata dehi naam papakarshanam trinacharanugam
श्रीनिकेतनम् फणिफणार्पितम् ते पदाम्बुजम् कृणुकुचे सुना क्रिन्दिरीच्छयम्.
अमेजिंग. द गोपीज ग्लोरिफाइ कृष्णास लोटस फीट. दे सेड, माय डियर कृष्णा, whoever gets the dust of your lotus feet, they are all pap karshanam. All their sins are destroyed. And they also give the example. What is the proof? See, fani fanar vitam, Kaliya, who is a snake, was most sinful creature, Kaliya. But simply by placing his lotus feet on Kaliya's hooves, Kaliya became completely ecstatic. Not just became free from all the sinful reactions, he became a pure Vaishnava. Where do we find such a mercy? So, Fani Phanarpitam, even Kaliya, he was purified by the lotus feet of Krishna. So, Krishna's lotus feet are as soft as butter, but at the same time, Krishna's lotus feet act like a thunderbolt for a demons. So Krishna started dancing on the hooves of Kaliya. One time I had asked this question in my lectures to people. Is there anyone in this Bollywood or Hollywood who can dance on the hooves of snake? Because there are many great dancers in this world, right? Can someone dance on the hooves of snake? Even Shiva says, it is unimaginable for me. I can dance on the Kailash mountain, but dancing on the hooves of a snake is very difficult. Krishna's lotus feet, the soles of Krishna's lotus feet are marked with auspicious signs. So whenever Krishna walks in the lines of Vrindavan, all these auspicious marks are printed on the surface of the earth. Mother Earth, she feels so fortunate that Krishna is placing his lotus feet on my body. And there is an understanding amongst all the Brajavasis. There are millions of cows. When Krishna walks in the front, all the cows also walk behind him. But whenever Krishna places his lotus feet and all the marks are printed on the surface, nobody steps over those footprints. That is understanding amongst all the Brajavasis and cows, that we will not step over Krishna's footprints. Therefore, when Akrura came to Vrindavan, he could see clearly, these are the lotus footprints of Krishna. So therefore, Krishna's devotees, they always reside at the lotus feet of his master Krishna. And Narottam Das Thakur, very beautifully says, even to achieve Krishna's lotus feet in Kali Yuga, it's very difficult, but there is one process. By taking shelter of Nityanand Prabhu's lotus feet, which are Koti Chandra Sushitala, they are more cooling than millions of moons. If someone takes shelter of Nityananda Prabhu's lotus feet, one can easily get the shelter of Radha's and Krishna's lotus feet. Nitayare Karuna Habe Braja Radha Krishna Pabe Drudakori Dharo Nitayare Pai. This material world, especially the Kali Yuga Jiva, they are so sinful. Even sometimes Krishna also acts like a judge, you know, neutral personality. This material nature will take care of you. I don't know what sin or paap or punya what you have done. I don't know. But Nityananda Prabhu, he takes one more stage ahead. He says, oh, you are very sinful. No problem. Just join Mahaprabhu's party. Drudha kari dhara nitair pai. Narottam Das Thakur says, you just catch hold tightly Lord Nityananda Prabhu's lotus feet, and then he will, you just close your eyes and catch hold tightly Lord Nityananda Prabhu's lotus feet, and you open your eyes and you will find yourself in Vrindavan
at the lotus feet of Radha and Krishna. This is not exaggeration. This is the fact. All our acharyas say this. You just take shelter of Nityananda's lotus feet and you will be transported to Vrindavan. You open your eyes and you will find you are amidst all the Brajavasis. This is Nityananda Prabhu's lotus feet. Se sambandh nahi jar britha janma gelo ta sei pashu bado durachar sei pashu bado durachar. Those who are not sectic and shelter of Lord Nityananda Prabhu's lotus feet, Narottamdas Thakur says, Pashu, they are an animals. But Ankare Matta Hoya Nitai Pada Pasariya Asatere Satya Korimani Manda Bhagya. In this material world, the people are so unfortunate, they consider the truth as untruth, and whatever is the illusion, they consider it as the truth. The real pleasure is at the lotus feet of Krishna, but we are trying to find that pleasure in this material world. But then, Nitaya Charana Satya, but Narottamdas Thakur says, you just take shelter of Nityananda Prabhu's lotus feet, and what will happen? You will get the blessings of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and you will get the blessings of Krishna. So I will just narrate one short story and then I will end my class. Once there was a newly married couple, husband wife, and they went to some place. So they were driving the car. They were traveling by the car and suddenly there was an accident. So that car fell into the valley. Somehow or other, the man, he was saved. But the female, she was hit with the... But there was such a strong stroke on her head, she lost her memory. So then she was walking in the forest, wandering in the forest. And somehow or other, she saw a community of tribal people. So, because she had lost her memory, so she started staying with those tribal people. So many months passed, even years passed. And then, whatever the tribal people were doing, she also started doing. The way they were dancing, she also started dancing. The type of clothes they were wearing, she also started wearing the same clothes. And their food also she had adopted and accepted. After many years, 2-3 years, again there was a stroke. Something hit on her head and she got the memory back. And then she understood and realized, oh my God, what am I doing here? My husband must be waiting for me. But here in this tribal's community, so all the people came and his sister, what happened? Are you not joining the party today? We are all now singing and dancing and eating this food. So then she was not interested. She said, I am not amongst you, right? I am not a member of your community. Then they understood. They said, yes, dear sister, actually you don't belong to our community. We don't know who you are. But as long as, because she had lost her memory, she was considering as a part of that community. Because she had lost her memory. When the memory came back, then she understood, oh my God, I am such and such person. I have a husband, I have in-laws, I have father, mother, so many relatives. And my house is there in that area. Similarly, we are all like that lady who lost her memory in accident. And in that lost memory, in that environment, that situation, we are thinking that I am a brahmachari, I am a grihastha,
I am born in Mumbai. I am a Hindu. I am an Indian. And I am a woman. I am a male. I am a female. I have this like position, post position, this, that. We start identifying ourselves with these material designations. But then when we become completely pure by taking shelter of Krishna's lotus feet, by taking shelter of Lord Nityananda's lotus feet, and continuing our sadhana throughout our life, there will be a day where Lord Nityananda's special mercy will be showered on us and will remember our original identity. That actually, when we remember our identity, we will not fight for small, small facilities, right? Why is he said like this to me? Why is this happening to me? I have not made a president or a GBC or a guru. When a person will understand, actually I am not a part of this material world. I belong to that spiritual world where actually everyone is waiting for me. Why should I waste my time here doing all these things? So, simply by taking shelter of Lord Nityananda post lotus feet, one can become completely happy and satisfied. Jai Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.